In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you. Tomorrow is Saturday. They will be at Planned Parenthood praying the rosary and also just praying. Because as we pray and as we are out there at 1055 Commonwealth Avenue, things happen and women change their minds. Okay, so that's tomorrow. Tomorrow, get there at 8:30, 8 o'clock. Get there. Get there to pray. 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. Go and do it. Go and do it. Go and do it. It's very, very, very important. So tomorrow is the second Saturday of the month, and they do that every second Saturday of the month. Bob Delery, pray for me. Also, I want to tell you that we will be having tonight a surprise Mass again at Holy Rosary. It's Holy Ghost Night tonight. You want to come after the Mass, it's Holy Ghost Night. We've been having a good time asking for the Holy Ghost. So tonight at 7:30, if you want to come to the surprise Mass, you're welcome. And it's at the Holy Rosary. Okay, I've made my two announcements. I'm not going to announce any more because I'm talking today about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life. Let me tell you that the Holy Spirit is the Lord and the giver of life. Not only life that is in the natural, but life that is in the supernatural. I'm going to tell you today that I could never do anything what I'm doing, like radio, proclaiming the word of God the way I do without the gift of the Holy Ghost. I don't know how people operate without the presence of the Holy Ghost. It is beyond me. I don't know because I know my weaknesses. I know what I can do and what I can't do. I know that there are many days that I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I know. But despite that, walking through the valley of the shadow of death, when the Holy Ghost comes and I get in front of this microphone, the Spirit of God begins to come, and the Spirit of God comes like a river, and he starts flowing so that the people of God will be fed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Unless you understand, what I'm saying just sounds like words. I have been, in the last 3 months, experiencing such dark desolation. And I want to tell you, it's just about beginning to lift, but in the last 3 months, maybe my preaching has been better than it ever has been. And I'm going to tell you, it's not because I do well. It's because the Holy Ghost can take a vessel, and proclaim the word of God and touch people in such an awesome way. It doesn't depend upon my being on Mount Tabor. It depends upon my offering my body as a living sacrifice of praise. Here I am, Lord. I come to do thy will. I tell you, during these last weeks, it has been for me, talk about going through a tunnel, and people say, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Well, I know there's a light in the middle of the tunnel, but I saw no light. The only thing I saw is Psalm 88, the last verse. I don't know if you know Psalm 88, the last verse. It is that scripture that Jesus prayed when he was in Caiaphas's jail. You want to know what the last verse says in Psalm 88? My only friend is darkness. Oh, yes. I know that scripture very well. I've lived it. But despite living that scripture, it has not stopped me from proclaiming the word of God. Despite living the scripture, my only friend is darkness. I don't know if you've been there, but I've been there many times. I've visited that place many times. That is a place I've visited many times for whatever reason. But it has not stopped the Holy Spirit from using this vessel from using this vessel. It has not stopped the Holy Spirit. That's why I say the weaker you are, the more God can use you. That's why I say, I'm not talking about reading out of a textbook. I'm talking out of living a life. The weaker you are and the more broken you are, God can use you. Nothing can come between you and God. You might be praying, my only friend is darkness. But that doesn't stop God if you offer yourself a living sacrifice of praise. And you want to know what? I'm going to be honest with you today, because it's the ministry of the Holy Ghost, because I'm coming out of it now. I'm coming out of it now, but I want to tell you, when you're in it, you can't pray, you can't think, you can't do anything but just be, and being is the most painful thing in the whole world. That's it. When you're going through that experience of my only friend is darkness, you can't pray. You can't do anything. I faced last week the Sacred Triduum, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And it was to me like climbing the tallest mountain in the whole world. I didn't know how I was going to do it because you know what? I was experiencing my only friend is darkness. But I'm telling you, I never preached so well. I never preached so well. When I got up there on Holy Saturday, it was a 3-hour service. When I got, I amazed myself. My voice started to change. I started to listen to myself saying, oh my God, how can this be? Because I'm not experiencing resurrection. I'm experiencing darkness, pain. I'm still in the tomb. And I hear myself preaching and I say, oh my Lord, this is the gift of the Holy Ghost. It doesn't depend upon how you feel. It doesn't depend upon if you're on Mount Tabor or Death Valley. It depends upon offering your body a living sacrifice. And I'm not telling you I do it the best way. I can't tell you that. I fight and I struggle with it, because when you're in the depths of the deep of darkness, I'm going to tell you the last thing you want to do is preach. Let me tell you that. That's real. The last thing you want to do is preach, because God seems like he's dead. But what seems is not what's real. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. No weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. No demon from hell is going to conquer the word of God. Let me tell you, friends, the Holy Ghost is all I need. When I'm on Mount Tabor, or when I'm in Death Valley, it is the Spirit's ministry, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Apart from the ministry of the Holy Spirit, I've got nothing to give. Let me tell you, that's true. That's absolutely true. I've got nothing to give. If the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then you can do what Jesus did and greater things. No matter where you are in your emotional life, no matter where you are in your spiritual life, I'm pouring out my soul today because I want people to know that it doesn't depend upon how you feel. It depends upon the offering that you make unto God. That's what it depends upon. And I'm going to tell you, the offering wasn't very generous. I could just say, here I am, God. I can barely say, here I am, God. I could barely say, here I am, God. But yet he takes the willingness, he takes the vessel, and he pours out upon the vessel and through the vessel the gift of the Holy Spirit. I was speaking this week with a young man. This young man was in prison for 18 years. I'm going to tell you, maybe you are in prison today, and you're imprisoned by your own thoughts, by your own feelings, by your own experience. Maybe you are behind bars. This young man said to me, as I was driving through Gloucester, trying to look at the ocean, because I still hadn't come out of the darkness, this young man said to me, For 17 years, I listened to you on WECE. 17 years. And when I was in the depths of darkness, I would cling on to the words that you spoke. I'm telling you, only God knows what I might have been going through for those 17 years. Only God knows the pain probably that I was in while I proclaimed. I'm going to tell you. But you see, the Spirit of God gave that man hope when there was no hope. Through a vessel that's broken, through a vessel that's broken. This is real stuff. You see, I don't get on the radio and I don't spout unto you the things that are true. I spout unto you the things that are true as they come through a man that is broken. And I know that every man, woman, and child is broken. That is the nature of the beast. Why I haven't quit is the grace of God. Why I haven't quit is the grace of God, because I know I have no place else to go. Where can I go? If I go to the highest mountain, you are there. If I go into the darkest valley, even there I will find you. Oh yes, I'm a marked man. I'm a marked man. Marked for the people of God, marked to proclaim the gospel. I was born to proclaim the gospel. I was born way before I was in my mother's womb to do this work. I was born to do it. And it's not because I do it well. It's not because I am classy. It's because I've been marked out and chosen in my own frailty, in my own brokenness, in my own depression, in my own fear. God has marked me out. And if he can mark me out, he can mark you out. That's it. Because the apostle said he was the least of the apostles because he persecuted Christians. He was the least of the least. He says, there's no sinner that's greater than me. But I'm telling you, you know, I'm talking about frailty. There's no man more frail than I am. I might have a big body, but I am a broken man. And if God can use a broken man, he can use you. That's my message. That's my message. If you offer yourself a living sacrifice and you hang in there, and sometimes that's the only thing you can do is hang in there. Do you understand what I'm saying? I think of Archbishop O'Malley. I think about him. I remember when he was going through his bout of depression. I remember when he said, do you remember these words? I wish the Lord would take me home. Now that is I've been there. I've been there. I've been there. That's the voice of a depressed man. That's the voice of a beaten man. That's the voice of a hurt man. Oh, yes, when all these things were happening in Boston, I remember the Archbishop saying, I wish and pray the Lord would take me home. Let me tell you, I've been there so many times, but I've not stopped there. I've got before this microphone when I've been there and started to preach as if I was on Mount Calvary, but I was on Mount Haytabor. I started to preach about the power of God when I felt no power of God. I started to preach about the unction of the Holy Ghost when I felt no unction of the Holy Ghost. I started to preach about freedom when I was in bondage. Oh, in those days, I'm going to tell you, Cardinal O'Malley could have been the greatest preacher in the whole world. Because you know what? He felt his own inability. I wish the Lord would take me home. I've been there. I've been there. And I won't tell you I've been there once or twice or three times. I couldn't count the number of times that I've been there. But there's someone in me that has caused me to call out when I feel like my only friend is darkness, that Jesus is still the victorious Lord. Jesus is still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus still hears the cry of the poor. Jesus still calls, come to me, all of you who labor and find life weary, and I will refresh you. Why me, not him? He, the poor man, we never saw him. We never saw him in his depression. But here I am saying, oh, the promise is to you and to your children and to those far off. Oh, hallelujah. And it's true. The promise of the Holy Ghost is to you and to your children and to those far off. I'm going to tell you the difference. He has a ministry of being the bishop, and that's real. I have a ministry of being the prophet. A prophet, not the prophet, a prophet. I'm going to tell you the prophet cries out even when the prophet is dying. I don't have the ministry of bishop, thanks be to God. Because every soul in the Archdiocese of Boston would be under my leadership. I don't have that. I'm a priest, and it's bad enough that I've got the people at the Holy Rosary that have all left. It's another issue. In the natural, I'm not successful. There's nothing of success in me. But I'm telling you, though I might be in the darkest valleys, though I might be in the darkest places, it doesn't stop God from using the prophetic voice of this man that is totally broken and totally in need of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost comes and hovers over the brokenness and says, oh, I will use your suffering in union with Calvary. I will use your suffering in union with Calvary. Nothing needs stop you from preaching. 2 weeks ago at the Espousal Retreat House, I was just listening to the tape on WEZE, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. 2 weeks ago, I remember being there on a Wednesday night. I was so sick, I didn't know if I was going to be able to finish the service. This is true, okay? I'm not asking for your pity. I don't need your pity. I need your prayers. That's why I said, you people better pray for me 3 minutes a day. What do you think I'm asking for 3 minutes a day from people? Because I'm in absolute need. Well, 3 weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago, not last Wednesday, the Wednesday before, it was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It was the fifth week of Lent. I preached 23 minutes. Father Joshi said to me, I know you're sick. I said, how can you tell? Because you only could go on for 23 minutes. It was the biggest effort in the whole world, because that night, as I was speaking, there was a knife in my heart. There was a knife in my heart. But as I was listening today, I'm getting blessed. You can be in the fiery furnace, but there's one like a Son of Man who's with you. The Word of God. It doesn't stop when there's a knife in my heart. It doesn't end when there's a knife in my heart. God uses the knife in union with Calvary. Oh yes, I can identify with the words of the Archbishop. Lord, I want to be home with you. But nothing's going to stop me if I have to crawl to this microphone and preach the Word of God. If I have to crawl to this microphone and preach the Word of God, whether I be in the heights or in the depths, whether I be in the light or in the darkness of my own soul, whether my only friend be darkness, it makes no difference that the prophetic call to preach the gospel goes out, and I hear from a man 18 years in jail who tells me, I listened to you, and your voice was my way out. I tell you, I've heard that from other prisoners. I've been to these prisons, thanks be to God. They're holier than I am, these men. They pray, they pray, they pray, they exercise. They're like monks. But who will go out and preach? Who will go out and tell? Who will go out and share their lives? That's it. Share their lives. If anyone has ever listened to me for the past 24 years, you know that if I do anything, I preach the gospel, but I share my guts. I don't tell you only the good stuff. I tell you, yeah, many times I've said my only friend is darkness. And you might be there today. You might be in Psalm 88, the last verse. My only friend is darkness. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ has your hand right now. I'm telling you, he's not going to leave you nor forsake you. I'm telling you, it's going to pass. I'm telling you that no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. I'm telling you, even though you go through the valley of the shadow of death, he is with you and he holds your hand. I'm telling you, even though it seems like he's dead, he's alive. He's been raised from the dead. I'm telling you, it makes no difference what you feel. Offer your body a living sacrifice. Tell him, here I am. I don't want to do it, but I'll do it anyway. Use me. Send me. I can identify with the prophet Jeremiah. I can identify with the prophet Jeremiah. I can identify with the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah, you duped me and I was duped. You were like a treacherous brook. Oh, the scourges they wanted to lay on you, they laid on me. See, my scourges don't come from without. People say, you know, you must be punished by the diocese. I'm not punished by the diocese. The diocese puts me on a shelf. That's my punishment. No one ever says a word to me. My punishment comes from within when I feel that desolation. And I feel that my only friend is darkness. But let me tell you this. The promise of the Holy Ghost is to you and to your children and to those far off. The promise of the Holy Spirit is to us even when we feel it's all over. The promise of setting the captive free is to each one of us as we offer our lives a living sacrifice of praise. Oh, it doesn't matter what you feel. Oh, it matters to you. It matters that you be faithful. It matters that you put up. It matters that you continue to continue, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It matters that you put your pain in union with Jesus the best you can. It matters that even though now the church is singing hallelujah, maybe you're still singing, my only friend is darkness, but you will come out of it because it has an end. 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 And Jesus is victorious. And Jesus went to the cross. And Jesus went into the grave. And Jesus was raised and ascended. And Jesus says to us, the promise of the Holy Ghost is to you, to your children, and to those far off. That's us. Hallelujah. That's who it's for. Because without the Holy Ghost, there is nothing, 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 nothing. I have nothing I have not received. Everything I have, I've received. If I've been given a drop of grace, it's the gift of the Holy Ghost. Why do I share this? I share this to let you know that if he can do it in me, he can do it in you. I share this to let you know that I'm no epitome of virtue or epitome of prayer. I am who I am in Christ, and he decided to choose me to be the prophetic voice. I'm not saying the only prophetic voice. I went before the senatorial meeting years ago, and I said to those senators, senators, the violence in Boston will increase to beyond what you can imagine, and it's your fault because you continue to kill children at 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. That's at the Planned Parenthood where they're going to be meeting tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Yeah, you continue to kill children. And not only that, now the stem cell You're going to take the children's embryos and you're going to use them like Hitler did. Violence will increase in the city. And you know what, church? I say this to the Catholic Church. If the Catholic Church does not repent, I tell you, if you think we have seen bad things in the Archdiocese of Boston, it will increase because God is still on the throne and hears and answers prayer. Our children will be taught homosexuality in the public school. They will be, their minds will be desecrated. And what will the church do? Will they protect the children that belong to us? Never. And so, if you think that God is finished with the church, you're wrong, because judgment doesn't begin with the state house, but with the house of God. I write these things to the vicar. I write these things to the chancellor. I write these things, and it makes no difference what they say. They don't say very much, but I say prophetically, unless the church start being the church in season and out of season, and not caring what the globe says, not caring what the people say, and that we do the right thing, we shall be decimated. And it need not be that way, because the promise of the Holy Spirit is to you and your children and to those far off. I pray for the Archdiocese of Boston that we do the right thing. I pray we do the right thing. I pray we do the right thing. I pray that in our weakness that you would show your strength. I pray, O God, that you would do what I can't do. I pray that you'd wake up the people in authority. I pray that you'd wake me up. And I pray that even when my only friend is darkness, that I would continue to preach. O God, Boston is my home and my church, and I love it. I might proclaim that you will suffer and you will be judged, but you know what? I too, being part of it, will suffer and be judged. Listen tomorrow at 8 o'clock. You're welcome to be at 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. That's the Planned Parenthood. As they pray. And people will change their minds. Be out there! Do something in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, tonight we have a surprise mass. Come on, 7:30. Then we're praying for the unction of the Holy Ghost at Holy Rosary. You come. Great things have been happening. And on Sunday between 3 and 5 o'clock at Holy Rosary, we're having Divine Mercy. Sunday, 3 to 5, Divine Mercy. Confessions will be heard, and there will be the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, because our Lord has been raised from the dead, and the promise of the Holy Spirit, come on, is to you, to your children, and to those far off. Come, Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.